All right, well, welcome to a very special edition of the Empire Podcast. We are joined today by the Backstreet Boys. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Hello.
Wow.
So obviously, you know, you're not, you know, generally known for your film work, but you were in one of this summer's kind of funniest films. How did that come about?
Well, Seth Rogen actually gave us a call. He had this idea to, the film was unfinished, and what they told us was that they needed an ending,
proper ending
that was over the top, something to, because the film is really, really funny and over the top, and they needed something to really top everything else. And so they called us and they said, listen, we have this idea. We want you to come in. We want to perform the song Backstreet's Back with you guys. And it was, initially we felt as if maybe we were being punked and they didn't necessarily, but then we learned later on that they were actually fans of ours. And, cause a lot of the guys are from like Canada and we have a pretty large fan base in Canada. It was just interesting how it all went down and we rehearsed and did it in one day and it turned out to be a really great experience and
a lot of fun. Lots of fun.
Well, it's good to know that also that you get to heaven if there's an apocalypse, right? That's going to be
good.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's the most important
thing.
I'll
be there.
They take big name celebrities and the Backstreet Boys.
Yep.
Guaranteed.
Suits. So in terms of like rehearsing the number and everything, who was the best and worst dancers in the cast?
I would say Jay really got the actual moves down pretty perfect. Seth looked good. I mean, they all did. But they all panicked because once we got there and did our like first run through, they were like, oh.
They're like, we should
rehearse like a lot right
we
now.
We got to rehearse.
But they all did a great, great job.
What kind of apocalypse are you guys worried about? I mean, this one is obviously a biblical apocalypse in the film.
Right. I'm worried about an asteroid hitting the
Nick always talks about these different things that are coming.
Zombie apocalypse would be
bad,
but I've seen plenty of zombie movies to know what to do.
Uh-huh.
Shoot him in the head. Shoot him in the head.
Yep.
We're all good.
Yeah, you can't really do anything about an asteroid and just you're kind of screwed.
Unless you're Bruce Willis, right?
Right. Hemorrhoids.
Yes. Yeah. And you'll sacrifice yourself.
Kind of like hemorrhoids. You can't really do much about it.
Deal with it. Just take it.
Go on.
Asteroids and hemorrhoids.
Wow.
Yes. Great apocalypse.
Okay.
Well, you guys see, boys are all grown up.
Did you guys see National Lampoon's? Was that?
Howie knows from experience.
Yeah, I had to help Nick out with his.
So what films are you guys into? What kind of stuff do you watch, you know, on the tour bus back in the day? What were your films that you kind of went for?
Fargo.
Fargo?
I love Fargo.
Fargo.
Potter. Oh, yeah.
Potter, for sure. All of them.
Yeah.
Love me some Harry Potter.
Nice.
I could watch the Rocky movies over and over again.
Star Wars.
Classic.
Yeah. Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Jaws. Aliens a million times.
Mm-hmm. Aliens over Alien. See, I agree with you.
Yeah. Aliens, the second one's better.
The second one was
James Cameron's version.
Prometheus.
Prometheus
is pretty dope. I have a 10-year-old son, so I see a lot of Disney films.
probably over and over again.
Pretty much.
Speaking of that,
Pixar's amazing.
Speaking of that, Ice Age is like one of my favorite movies ever.
It's a good movie.
I love Ice Age.
Fair enough.
So was this a warm-up for a Backstreet Boys film? Are you going to have your own?
We actually have
a documentary
we're filming
right
almost
now.
Done with.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, cool. So when's that due out?
Next year.
Mm-hmm. We're going to hit the festival circuit. We started shooting the film last year when we came to London to start recording our album. And it's been chronicling the entire year in the studio and rehearsals and the whole journey, and then we went to each of our hometowns and took the camera crew and the other four guys, and we kind of went to our old high schools and spoke with our teachers and went to our homes and churches and restaurants that we frequented growing up.
It was therapeutic.
So it's going to be
like a therapy session.
It's going to be the making of this album and then also chronicling the 20 years.
So how about the use of your songs in films then? Because I was looking up this morning and just, you know, trying to refresh my memory. Your songs appeared in a lot of films. Have you ever, like, been watching something and then suddenly been startled to hear something you didn't know was in there?
Napoleon Dynamite. Yeah, that blew my mind.
That was awesome.
What?
Yeah, I just rewatched
Larger
that recently.
Life.
I was like, oh, my God, that's
really?
Right. We were in it. When he's in a talent competition,
yep.
He does that.
Larger
it's hilarious.
Life.
I thought there was, like, a romantic comedy or something that I can't remember. But, I mean, there's been a couple of movies. That
they referenced us in The Hot Chick.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Where
that's what it was.
They went
was
through all of our different hairstyles, and they ended up with Howie's hairstyle.
Right.
Yeah.
The first film our music was in was Booty Call.
Yep.
Booty Call, yes.
Yeah.
With Jamie Foxx and
wasn't
what's
that
his face?
One?
Martin Lawrence.
No. It was
PM Dawn.
It was
not
Set
Adrift, but the other one.
It was. Ooh, la da da.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Exactly.
It was that one.
Brown cow.
Right. We have to reminisce.
I was thinking, hey, Mr. DJ.
Tyler was thinking brown cow. Brown cow.
Brown cow.
You're right.
The first one was If You Stay,
that's right,
on the Booty Call soundtrack.
Awesome.
Right. Yes.
Yes, get it right.
Yeah. So is that the one that means the most, because it was the first?
That's one of my favorite songs that we've done.
The Nutty Professor had also...
Boys with Boys. No.
No, Larger Than Life, wasn't it?
It was Boys Will Be Boys.
Oh, maybe it was Boys Will Be Boys.
The party sequence.
All right.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Party on.
Party on,
mate. Interview's over.
I've got to ask as well about the Letterman performance recently.
Top 10.
Have you thought of re-recording those songs with those lyrics?
I actually found myself starting to sing the new lyrics.
Nick likes to sit it the other night.
The part with the low self-esteem.
Yeah,
he likes that part.
No, it's low standards, Howie.
Low standards.
There's a difference, Howie, and just letting you know.
He knows.
I would know. But it's funny, awesome. You know. They were really we went in and they rewrote some of the stuff, and being with the comedy writers and stuff, and it was a lot of fun to see how it all goes down beforehand. Mm-hmm. And we had to learn it, like, right on the spot, go right on TV, and it was live. You know, it was live. I don't know if I'm allowed to say if it wasn't live or not.
Okay,
you know
fine.
How that
we'll
goes.
Just, we'll just leave that. It's fine.
Tape live.
So one shot, one take, Jake.
But I think it was a show that we'd always wanted to do, and it had just taken us 20 years.
20 years to get on it.
But it was cool. It was a lot of fun.
And finally, what's up for the next 20?
More records, really? More albums, more touring, more music.
Really?
And
and more movies.
Keep growing, keep evolving, keep creating.
Stay in shape so that we can dance still 20. <Yeah.
laughs> In your 60s. All right, well, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Lovely meeting you. Cheers.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks.
All right. I have very low self-esteem.